My message this morning is entitled Jesus the Activist. I have an article that I actually wrote about 4 years ago that's making its rounds around social media again. The title of it was a somewhat interest-striking title of God Did Not Kill Jesus on the Cross for Our Sins. It starts off by asking, why did Jesus die on the cross? It's a question that theologians have been asking for ages. The problem is that they ask this question with the assumption of a very high providence of God. In other words, they believe that God spends a whole lot of time mucking about in the lives of humans, making things happen, sometimes just for fun, sometimes teach a lesson, sometimes for our past, sometimes biblically for our ancestors' past, all kinds of reasons. The point is this. The point is that that's their starting point for the question of why did Jesus die on the cross? Which they assume is yet another example of God mucking about in the course of human history. So it follows that the question isn't really why did he die on the cross, because they believe it's because Jesus wanted him to. The real question that they're asking is, what purpose did God have, for what purpose did God have Jesus killed on a cross? Now, most Christians feel like there's a very simple answer to that question, that answer being to save us from our sins. Exactly how it saves us from our sins is up for wild debate amongst those who believe it. I know now that that all seems like a somewhat odd way to start a message about Jesus as an activist, but I promise if you will stick with me, we will get there. I promise. So, the reality is that they aren't actually asking why Jesus died on the cross, but I'll actually get some of my thoughts on that and by the end of this. But the real question they're asking is, how does Jesus' dying on the cross save us? Well, you know, regardless of your own personal belief, I think it's important to recognize that even within theological circles, that's debatable. And it may come as no surprise to you that I have completely different reasons for how it saves us than a lot of your traditional theologians. Not to mention a completely different understanding of, well, what it saves us from. Now, for me, what isn't debatable is why he was crucified. And it has absolutely nothing to do with some deity reaching out of the heavens and mucking about in the lives of humanity. You see, it is basically undeniable that Jesus was crucified because the Roman authorities of the day saw him as a real threat to the state, a threat to the political order, and most importantly, a threat to those in power. He didn't end up hanging on a tree for being non-political. Wandering street teachers, spiritual teachers, which in those days were just as common as TV evangelists are today, well, they posed no threat to the state if they weren't political. The things that Jesus said and the things that Jesus did were very much political, and the Roman government sentenced him to death because of it. What you have to realize is that the primary governing body of Judah was not Roman. The Romans frequently left governing to the local leaders in the territories that they occupied. So for Judah, this meant that the governing body was the Sanhedrin, which was made up of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, religious figures. Now, even someone with just a cursory familiarity with the Gospels knows that Jesus was constantly bumping heads with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. You can hear that quite clearly in our scripture reading for today. Woe unto you. Every time that the Bible speaks of the Sadducees and the Pharisees approaching Jesus, as I've mentioned before, you can almost hear an announcer saying, "Oh, let's get ready to rumble." Jesus rebuked them, pointing to their hypocrisy and errant interpretations of Hebraic law. You see, Jesus was no friend of the religiously and politically powerful. As a matter of fact, in one of the most surprising stories about Jesus, and I would argue it's the story that ultimately influences the fact that he receives a death sentence, he strikes at one of the most essential elements, one of the most essential elements of the powerful: money. It's a story of standing up for the marginalized and abused. It's a story of standing up to systems of dominance. It's a story of confronting unjust structures. It's a story of an activist. You see, the story begins when Jesus starts flipping the money changers' tables in the temple courtyard. In that moment, he is actively striking at a very important source of the power of the Sadducees and Pharisees. Jesus even called it a den of thieves because it really was. Those who were already wealthy, well, they were taking advantage of those who had little. Some of those who would be considered the least of thieves. In the temple courtyard, the Sadducees and the Pharisees profited outrageously in exchanging money from Jewish currency, which was the only Jewish Roman money to Jewish money, which was the only money that was accepted in the temple, particularly for buying animals, which were also sold at an extremely large profit. And those happened to be the only animals that were approved for sacrifice, which was exactly why the least of these were there, to get sacrifices to present a pleasing offering to God. Now, that particular courtyard, it was surrounded by a very giant wall. And during Passover, which was when this event happened, those walls would have been lined, and I mean lined, with Roman guards who were ensuring nothing got out of hand during a festival that celebrated the Jewish people escaping from under the heavy hand of an oppressive ruler. I mean, if you're the heavy-handed oppressive ruler, the last thing you want is a story like that giving the commoners any ideas. So you make your military presence felt. Jesus walks in under the watchful eye of the Roman guards into the seat of the source of the power for the local Sadducees and Pharisees. And then he loses it. He confronts the corrupt systems that take advantage of its power and oppresses those in need. He literally and figuratively begins flipping tables on the powerful. He makes a political statement calling them a den of thieves, and he does it under the watchful eye of armed militants. It is laughable to say that Jesus was not political. He wasn't simply political. He was an activist. Jesus confronted the very political structures and people who were twisting and using religion to step on those that were thought of as the least of these. He confronted the politically powerful Sadducees and Pharisees at every turn, calling out their hypocrisy and distorted use of Hebraic law, and He then taught about what the law was meant for. The expressing of what he called heaven on earth. A place where grace and love and equality and justice were practiced. Not any justice, the justice of love. The justice of equality. Jesus was an activist. He died on the cross because he was a political threat to the powers that be. He died on the cross because he could not fathom sitting quietly by as others suffered at the hands of the powerful. He died on the cross because he was an activist. For me, the question of why did Jesus die on a cross is he died on a cross to show us how far love will go to protect those who are used and abused by the powerful. It was not sin that he was saving us from. In many ways, it was our own complacency and our own feelings of being too overwhelmed to confront those who abuse power. For me, that's what he was saving us from. Jesus was an activist. If we consider him to be of any spiritual importance in our lives, I believe that we should be too. As you know, we are running a little short on time, but I would entertain, if anyone has thoughts or responses they'd like to share, maybe a couple of folks, if you could keep it short, we could get those in. Are there those who have something they'd like to share?